I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Are we likely to get a pill or a vaccine that can actually reverse aging in our lifetime? When I say lifetime, I mean the next 20 to 30 years.
Well, I certainly hope so. I don't have a crystal ball, but we are working here in Boston on taking this reprogramming technology, the one that I showed for today for the eye, and in the next 2 years, we hope to treat the first patient with glaucoma to see if we can restore vision. And so, yeah, I mean, that's just one example of at least 20 companies that are working on medicines that should, if it all works out, slow and perhaps even reverse aging. So if it doesn't happen in the next 30 years, something must have gone terribly wrong.
Right. And this epigenetic programming that you talked about, how often can it be done? Can it just be done once in your lifetime, or can you do it repeatedly?
Yeah, that's a big question that we're working on. We've only done it once. But maybe you can do it 10 times, maybe 100. This is a really interesting question. I think that we can do it multiple times. There's no reason why I could think that it couldn't be done repeatedly. So just, you know, imagine with me for a second that we could find a pill or a gene therapy, a virus that would do what we did to the mouse's eye, but throughout the whole body. And we've engineered this already to be turned on with a pill. We use a molecule in those mice called doxycycline, which is just an antibiotic. It's not the fact that it's an antibiotic that's important. It's just a molecule that we can give to the mice as a drink, and it turns on the genes. So you one day, maybe you go to your doctor, you have an injection, and you get a pill for 3 weeks. You get rejuvenated throughout your body. You get better memory, better eyesight, better healing, maybe even look better. And then 10 years later, you come back and have another course of that drug for 3 weeks.
But
and then you just keep repeating. Right.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.